just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Friday, June 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are broadcasting remotely from the Iron Pig South location, Old 27 Highway here in Gaylord, Michigan. We're excited. It's going to be a little hectic here. Construction going on. They're going to be knocking a hole in a wall and putting in a door, which right now, as I'm looking at it, is a window. So you might hear some construction noise in the background, but we'll get through it. We'll do the best we can. Thank God we have a lot of guests on the show today, and hopefully we'll be able to get through this together. Excited because once we get done with the broadcast here at 12 noon, we are going to head over to the Ridge Golf Course. Starting at 12 noon is the first annual golf outing for the Iron Pig Smokehouses, and you can still join us, no problem. Walk up, pay, come play golf with us. It's going to be a great, great, fantastic golf outing. So greatly appreciate if you guys could come on down. I'm broadcasting from the south end of the building right now. Again, construction happening throughout the show today, but we'll get through it. One of the things I did want to talk about, though, is tomorrow, the big party event that is going to be here at the Iron Pig South location at the Pavilion. It starts at 12 noon, but probably will really get going about 4 o'clock, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's still the ability to just simply walk up and buy your tickets right here in person. If you bought your tickets already online, no problem. They'll have you on the list. They'll be able to check you in, and you'll be able to get in no problem. We've got unbelievable entertainment happening. We've got Scott Page, the saxophone player from Pink Floyd. He's going to be putting on a concert with his band. We've got a couple other bands, and also Dave Landau from Comedy Central. He's going to be putting on an act for us, so we're very excited about that as well. So anyway, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We are going to absolutely going to be enjoying this fantastic Friday, and we'd love for you guys to come and be a part of it. Again, the golf outing starts at 12 noon, so you can come be part of that at the Ridge Golf Course on Old 27, just south, actually, of the Iron Pig South location. And it's going to start at noon. Shotgun start, 5 o'clock, 5:30, we should be done. Then we're heading back here to the Iron Pig South location for a little VIP reception and being able to sample Tucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. So come on down to the south location. Love to see you guys. 5:30, we should be off the golf course, so you guys can come on down and be a part of it. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that we're also going to be doing today, besides talking with our sponsors, talking with our guests, getting a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. And he's got a kind of an interesting one for us today. Very current events, very much on topic to what's happening in the world, and that is Israel. So we're going to get a biblical worldview perspective of what does God think about Israel and exactly what did he say about it in the Bible. So we're excited. We want you guys to be a part of it. Again, construction going on here at the Iron Pig South. We're remote broadcast. The microphone sounds a little bit different than in the studio. But this is what you get when you do a show remotely. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Give me a call. Text me your comments. We're going to have a great show. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Friday. Again, broadcasting remotely from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord, Michigan. Little construction going on here. They're preparing for the big event tomorrow, the big party. and the carpenter is taking out a window and putting in a door. So you're going to hear some saws and some hammers pounding, but we'll get through it. Greatly appreciate the sound check, Jonathan. Jonathan Deek, our computer geek, also part of Institute for Family Justice, gave me a sound check on the microphone. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Officer Rick. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. He's a road cop today over in Genesee County. A little busy this morning, a little late, but he's tuning in, says Simple Radio is loud and clear. So greatly appreciate that. Looks like all systems are a go. One of the things I was looking at, this MERS news story, it was kind of interesting. The situation that the two different chairs are in here in the state of Michigan, talking about it from a political standpoint, roughly 2,000 No Kings rallies were held across the country this past weekend on Saturday, June 14th, to basically protest what organizers see as the authoritarianism, militarization of the United States under President Donald Trump's presidency. With hundreds of thousands of protesters taking to the streets, surely the progressive movement is seeing some benefits from this call to action. But for what reason exactly? Well, MERS asked four of their political experts their opinions on this and three other questions. What did they make of Trump's military parade honoring the 250th birthday of the United States Army? Well, absolutely, this is not his fault. Flag Day, June 14th, happens to be his birthday. So the parade was done. Many of us watched it online, YouTube, various places, cable. Well, while that was going on in Washington, D.C., these No King rallies were held across the country. Just when we thought the demonstrations would be the biggest story coming out of the weekend, a Minnesota state representative was shot to death with her husband, and another state lawmaker was shot and hit with his wife during what appears to have been a premeditated attempt to exterminate elected leaders. While the suspect has been captured, what is the fallout from this shooting, and what does it mean going forward? Finally, with politics still on top of the mind for many Michiganders, who the pundits would rather be, the head of the Michigan Republican Party or the head of the Michigan Democratic Party? So these are the questions that they were teeing up to the pundits. First question. In the shadow of last weekend's series of No Kings demonstration, what is the biggest benefit progressives are getting from these 50-51-50-501 protests? Well, Joe Spalding, West Michigan-based political consultant, said being able to organize with strength, especially in rural and sparsely populated suburban areas, is the progressives' biggest benefit. The overall geographic scale and organizing strength are both impressive, but there's a lot of places no one had ever tried putting on serious organized demonstrations before progressives turned up and actually showed up, showing strength in numbers, showing signs. Well, it was pretty interesting. Who was technically behind these rallies? Now, supposedly, nonpartisan issue groups like Voters Not Politicians and Rank My Vote, Rank MI Michigan Vote, had a statewide recruitment bonanza as well. Overall, Michigan State University's Institute for Public Policy and Social Research communications manager Tony Zammit said the success of this weekend's No Kings protest showed that the anti-Trump coalition has a ton of enthusiasm going into 2026. it shouldn't be hard for the Democrats and progressive groups to turn that enthusiasm into a major fundraising haul. After all, donors love to give money to the side with momentum. However, it would be total political malpractice if the Democrats underestimated the size of the protests and did not register new potential volunteers who attended. Well, according to Megan Reckling, she's the co-founder and CEO of Victory Field Operations, she said the media distraction is the biggest benefit for progressives. These theatrics allowed them to avoid accountability for President Joe Biden's disastrous leadership instead of create a false narrative of moral urgency. They've repackaged chaos in the form of activism, giving their base an emotional outlet while continuing to push policies actually most Americans do not support. Interesting perspective from Megan. Lastly, Virgil Smith, VKS Consulting, said the rallies are spotlighting issues such as Trump's aggressive immigration enforcement and giving Democrats something new to rally around. In the last two election cycles, Democrats were keyed into abortion rights and other personal choice items, sexual identities, transgenderism, LGBTQ XYZ rights, and many others. I added the XYZ, by the way. Story continues, says that these rallies are actually expanding the message, giving different constituents something different to voice their opinions about. Okay, I'll give them that. Well, the next question, what do you believe was the driving reason for President Donald Trump's military parade on Flag Day? Well, Zamet stated that Trump is a showman. He saw this type of military parade in other countries he visited and wanted one here. Of course, the one he's referring to is the one in France, Bastille Day. While it's normal to have tanks and missiles roll down the street on Bastille Day in France, it's not something we traditionally do in the United States. It's easy to see why it left a bad taste in the public's mouth, especially when he did it on his birthday. Oh, Tony, give me a frickin' break. Are you kidding me? You honestly believe that that parade left a bad taste in people's mouth, and the biggest reason, especially because it was on Donald Trump's birthday? Okay, let's get this straight. June 14th of 1775, okay, a full year and a half a month before Declaration of Independence, July 4th of 1776, the following year, was historically accurate as to when the United States Army was created and formed. So what the heck are you talking about that it was done specifically on Donald Trump's birthday when, in fact, that was the 250th anniversary of the United States Army being created? What the heck is wrong with your brain, dude? Are you seriously that ignorant that you're going to make that statement? Unbelievable. Well, Megan Reckling said she takes issues with the implication that this was somehow a political stunt or Trump's military parade. The parade was part of a long-planned celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States Army. Planning and approvals for the event began back in mid-2023 under President Biden's administration. President Trump gave one of the shortest speeches of his career, intentionally stepping back so the spotlight could remain where it belonged, on the brave men and women of the greatest army in the world. This wasn't about politics. This wasn't about honoring. It was about, honoring service, sacrifice, and America pride. well, the other liberal, in Smith's opinion, the driving reason was Trump's own ego. He sees what's going on in North Korea and their military. He saw what happened in France. And he wanted to show the world his ability to unify and strengthen America behind him. The question is whether it worked. And I think people have varying opinions on that. Spalding actually was more in line with Smith. Trump seems to be following North Korean model of viewing the presidency as a stepping stone to godhood. I'm not sure exactly how, but it seems like military parades are now starting to be part of his framework. His godhood. You know, this is exactly the type of rhetoric. This is exactly the type of statements. This is exactly the type of attitude that's going to cause Democrats to lose the election next year, especially here in Michigan. These Democrat elected officials hooking arms with illegal immigrants during ICE raids, trying to get these people out of the state, out of the country where they're located. And seriously, dude, you're going to tie your political wagon to illegal immigrants in this country illegally. And some of these people are known criminals. Many of them have arrest records. Many of them participate in human trafficking, drugs, and other things in our country. And seriously, dude, this is what you want to focus on. Donald Trump is wanting to become a god. Unbelievable. Well, the other short little question they had, we'll get to this real quick. What do you see as being the most notable fallout from this past weekend shooting of two Democrat Minnesota state legislators and their spouses? Well, Reckling said the most notable fallout is the sobering realization that political violence is no longer hypothetical. It's here. It's time to wake up and call for elected officials, campaign staff, and even volunteers across the country to be aware. If leaders don't tone down the rhetoric and reestablish respect for our democratic institutions, the consequences will only escalate. The shootings were tragic, first and foremost, and serve as a call for everyone to tone down the rhetoric. Well, I agree with that statement. But some of these statements, I'm sorry, we have got to stand up. We have got to call them out on this stuff. And, you know, they claim that this is, without a doubt, going to be the biggest election in our country's history. So let's see what the Democrats do. Let's see if they keep going down this road. Let's see if this is the way they choose to operate heading into 2026. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.